What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Great Weight Podcast. Of course, this is me, the Great Weight. Just kidding. Scott Weight. And a lot of things have been happening since we last spoke. It's been a while. Been a few days. So just wanted to share some things. Some heartbreaking news, some good news, and my own views. And a little bit of everything in between. So we'll get into it here. In a moment, this is the Great Weight Podcast. All right, so first off, guys, sad news. All my jokes of my girlfriend breaking up with me have come to fruition. After 18 months, my girlfriend and I are breaking up. It's amicable, we decided, like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, it was a unconscious coupling. I unfortunately wasn't ready for the relationship. I just wasn't as mature as I should be. Again, I'm almost 40 and I'm acting like a 20-year-old out here, man. I'm just goofing around, not doing things I ought to be doing. And unfortunately, when you date a woman, because I'm dating a woman, my girlfriend's in her mid-40s, so she's just a few years older than I am. You can't do that, because women don't let it slide. I mean, the older they get, man, their BS tolerance gets smaller and smaller and smaller, so you can't be a goofball like I am and want to date a woman. I can be a goofball and date some younger ladies, which I'm not excited about, man. I joked about being on online dating sites, and I'm about to go right back to the abyss. Definitely not excited about that. So it's sad, because I got to... We're working on some big... we're working on life together, and I loved her. I love her still. I know we both love each other a lot. I know we'll be friends. I'm not worried about that. I know it's going to be hard in the beginning, but I know we'll be friends. Again, this wasn't a situation where anything was wrong. We just kind of realized, hey, I got some growing up to do. And by we, I mean she realized it first. I realized it way too late. So that is why I'm telling you guys, because I realized it too late. Had I realized it sooner, I wouldn't be announcing this. So you guys are hearing it first on my podcast, because I figured barely anyone's going to hear my podcast anyway. So family knows too. But yeah, so it's been sad. So I've been kind of doing the next steps. She's been cool about it. So I got a few weeks to get out of here. So if anybody has some rooms, I can rent, or a room I can rent, any good job leads, anything really, man. Honestly, get me off these mean streets of Avondale. I am open to it. So that's the sad news. Most people would start with the good, but I'm going to start with the sad. Great news, though, guys, is the new single's out, so I'm going to debut it. Well, actually, it's already online, but I'm going to add it to this podcast, too, at the end, so you guys get a chance to hear my new song. So, and then make it your favorite song on your other playlist. Again, shout out to Spotify, who now owns Anchor, who I do my main podcast off of, Pandora, Tidal, YouTube Music, Napster, Amazon Music, Google Play, Deezer, Wheezy, Cheesy. It's good. I'm making up a bunch of those. But basically, anywhere that you can hear music, guys, my new single's out. It's called On Fly. I snuck it into the background of my last podcast, if anyone's an Eagle Ear listener. I've been putting it into the background of this podcast too. So you're going to hear it in the background of this podcast also. And then you'll hear it in its entirety at the end here. And it's good. It's actually one of my favorite songs. I've had it for a while. And I really enjoy it. It's actually probably one of my favorite songs. So I'll let you guys listen here in a moment.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so you just got a chance to take a listen to my new single, On Fly, in the last segment. Gave you guys, and then before that, you know, talked a little bit about what's going on with me. Unfortunately, my relationship with my girlfriend of the last 18 months is grinding to a halt due to my own incompetence and your own immaturity. Again, it was one of those rare situations where, you know, it wasn't anything wrong, like no cheating or no mental or emotional cheating, stuff like that. Or physical, obviously. I just wasn't mature enough for the strong, amazing, beautiful, you know, intelligent woman that my girlfriend is, or my ex is. And it's gonna be hard, obviously, not seeing her, you know. That's why the last few moments that I have together as a couple, I'm gonna make them count, you know. I'm gonna do my best, you know? I'm gonna do work as hard as I can, so that there's always an opportunity. And that's a lesson, I guess, for anybody, really, that, you know, never, you know, if you really care about somebody, even if it ends bad, always do your best so you leave them with a great impression, you know. And it's something that I was taught a long time ago, is that you do a job well done, even if it doesn't work out in the end, they at least remember that you did a good job and that you tried your hardest. And that's kind of where I'm at now. And it's hard, man. It's difficult, you know, getting back in, because I have a tsunami of stuff. Like, my car is on its last leg, so basically I need to get a new job, new place, new car, new attitude. I basically got to completely change myself, and that's the biggest thing. That's the toughest, you know, thing, really, to that I have to do that. So, but I'll get there, man. This isn't shaking me out of it, man. I have no idea what's going to. And again, I'm grateful for everybody that's been listening to the podcast. You guys are awesome. I know my podcast is definitely old school. You know, most other people, you know, you see the videos with the headset and the microphones, and, you know, they're talking. You know, so you can see those are vodcasts, man. I'm not there yet, man. Maybe when I get settled somewhere and I can set up something, I can do it. But right now, we're going old school, and I'm analog in a digital world, as they say. So, again, I appreciate everyone listening. Enjoy the new single. You guys heard it here on the podcast. If you guys actually want to go download it, it's everywhere. You find music, literally, you'll run into it. Add me. I have a Spotify artist play page, $COTW8. I think like my podcast, Scott Waite. And then, of course, I'm everywhere, social media, Snapchat, Waite Swag, W8SWAG, Facebook. You can find me, of course, under my name. If you want to add me on my friend page, it's Facebook/ScottSCOTW8, or the many fan pages I have, which are Facebook/W8SWAG for the clothing, lifestyle stuff. This podcast, of course, is Facebook/GR8W8PC. You've got the record label one, which is Facebook/DayNightMusicLLC. So DayNightMusicLLC. Instagram, you can do it on the gram with me, fam, Great Waite Media, so GR8W8MEDIA, where the game Los Angeles Confidential still has been blocked. Cardi B, I guess, didn't block me. She just wasn't on there for a little bit. So I like teasing that girl. I don't know why. I just like teasing her. I hope she knows that, you know, I'm a comedian and I don't mean any harm from it. I just enjoy it way too much. Because she does. Her and Rosie Perez are like a hot body, terrible voice contest, and I don't know, honestly. I think that's what my internal torment would be. It's gonna be her having to have a conversation where I can't talk, but I have to listen. I can only nod, and I have to listen to her and Rosie Perez talk just incessantly the whole time. That's my internal torment. That's what, you know, motivates me. I'm like, okay, Scott, you don't want to go to the bad place, because that's what your bad place is gonna be. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay, stay. Like, I can't stand it. Anyways, guys, that's been the Quick Hit Podcast. Thank you so much. Again, I am Scott Waite. This is the Great Waite Podcast. Tell your friends. Become a fan. Again, follow us everywhere on social media. Come see me do a show. If you're in the Phoenix area, if I happen to be out and about, I'm hoping eventually be touring. You can come see me do some comedy nationwide. Man, thank you so much, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. We'll try to hit up you guys a little bit later in the week with some more exciting news, views, and a whole new attitude. Woo woo! Hump day! What? Hump day! What? Oh yeah, it's Wednesday. I forgot. Yeah, it's hump day, so go enjoy the rest of your work weeks. Again, hot referrals, you have leads for me, let me know, rooms, referrals, jobs. I need them, man. Thank you guys so much, and have a great day. We're out.